I'd like to read one verse for our text this morning, verse number 24 of John chapter number 5. And here Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Lord, this morning we thank you for your word. We thank you for these that have come and gathered here to hear your word today, Lord. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that you've given us the opportunity that we might stand this morning and preach your word. Father, today as it goes forth, we pray that it'll go out as your word and not as our word. It'll go out this morning as what you want men to hear, the message of Jesus Christ. And we pray this morning, Lord, that as we deliver this message and we deliver our soul, that the Holy Spirit will have free reign in each life and each heart here. Forgive us now of our sins and our iniquities. Give thy servant the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And for all that you do, we'll praise you and thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I don't know, I'm sure most of you maybe are aware, but African Americans, or black people, I guess, as we sometimes would call them, have at times a very interesting way of talking, of conveying a particular message to individuals about different things. And one thing I've always noticed about them is when they're talking about death, and you never hear them really talk about death very much, but when they're talking about death, you never hear them saying, "My mother died," or "My brother died," or "My father died," and so forth this morning. But they'll always say, "My mother passed, my father passed." Now, when you begin to think about it, I guess they're actually right. This morning the word "passed" literally means to change places this morning. We really do not die in a certain extent. We simply change places. We do pass. I think one of the best sermons that I ever heard in my life was preached by a man at his daddy's funeral. And it was called, "Curtis Doesn't Live Here Anymore." You see, we today, as we think about it, and as you think about that word, literally what that means to you and I is a little different. We pass from life unto death. The book of Ecclesiastes is a great book about life. It's a great book about life under the sun. And in chapter 1, the writer of Ecclesiastes in verse number 2 said, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Everything is emptiness. Everything is meaningless. Nothing really means anything. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun?" What profit do you have today of all that you've labored for, all that you've worked for, all that you've run after, all that you've desired, all that you've done? What profit does a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. One generation passeth away, another generation comes, and that generation will pass away. And it's a continual cycle, the writer of Ecclesiastes says. And when you're living under the sun, the S-U-N, and you're living as the world lives today, life is really meaningless. Really doesn't mean anything, because you're simply going to pass one day from life unto death. Paul said that the time of my departure is at hand. David said, "For all of our days are past." But you know, today I want to tell you that according to our text today, according to the Scripture, according to the Bible, we can pass not simply from life unto death. Well, thank God today we can pass from death unto life. Amen. Jesus said in chapter 5 and verse number 24 of John, but it's passed from death unto life. We've changed places. We're no longer today living to die, but we've already died and are now living. Dr. Harry Ironside, the great preacher of yesteryear, said of this verse that it's the chain of the gospel. Every word, he said, links to the next word and links to the gospel of Jesus Christ today. And that's true. But this morning we can pass, and we ought to pass, and we need to pass from death unto life. Jesus says in this verse, as he begins it, he uses a familiar phrase that he uses throughout his ministry. And he said, verily, verily. Verily, verily. Now, most of you might be aware today that that word really means truly, but I think it's got a great deal more meaning than what we sometimes attach to it. If you go to a court of law as you're sitting there in the audience, in the courtroom, and as everybody's seated there in the courtroom, and suddenly the bailiff will step out and stand up, and he'll say, hear ye, hear ye. And then he'll announce the coming of the judge, and everybody has to stand today. Hear ye, hear ye, is what Jesus is saying to us. And it means this morning to pay careful attention. Careful attention. Listen very attentively. As I've gotten older, I can't hear as well as I used to. As a matter of fact, sometimes Desi and I have to text each other to understand what we're saying. I can't hear as well as I used to. And when I go to the doctor's office, and you go up and sign your name, and then you have to go back and sit down, and they'll step out, and to be fair with you, I think one thing they ought to teach them in nursing school is to speak loudly and clearly. Because I have to listen real close, because they'll step out one of them doors and say, Donald Hedge.
Is that me?
I have to listen real close, because I don't want to miss the time that I'm supposed to go back and see the doctor. Matter of fact, the last time I went for my checkup on my shoulder, my final checkup, they told me to go back in the little room, and I'm sitting there, and this lady walks in, up, turn around, walks back out. And then she comes back down the hall, and she's looking at her, and I said, who are you looking for? She said, Mr. Edge. I said, here I are. You're going to have to give me time, lady. I have to listen very carefully to make sure that when they call my name, that I can get back to see the doctor. You know, we ought to listen very attentively to what Jesus says. That's what he's saying. I'm fixing to say something very, very, very important. Listen very attentively today. I've discovered as I live through life that a lot of times we pay very little attention to the really important things. I don't know what town it was in. I have no idea, to be fair with you. But one evening I was going through the channels back when we had cable TV, and I came across a town meeting, and I thought I recognized one of the guys that was sitting there, so I thought, I'm going to see what's going on. And I'm sitting here watching it, and they're talking about different things. And Desi walks in, and she's sitting there for a minute. She says, why are you watching that mess? And I said, well, you know, have you ever thought about something? She said, what? I said, well, I said, all these supervisors meet, these city councils meet, all these legislators meet, and we pay them no attention, and they're really discussing things that's going to affect our lives. Now, we may listen to music. We may listen to be entertained. We may listen to football games. But do we really pay attention to the things that sometimes really affect our lives? Have you ever thought about that? And do we really listen to the Lord? Jesus said, very, verily, I'm fixing to tell you something doubly important. You need to listen very attentively. You see, here is the speaker. I. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you. You see, Jesus, God himself here is speaking to us. The Lord himself is here giving us a message. You know, we can think about the great privilege that Moses had of going up on Mount Sinai and receiving from God the very tablets that were engraven by the hand of God, and God speaking directly to Moses there on the mountain. And the glory of God covered Moses, and he had to put a veil over his face, and he did that so that the people wouldn't see that the glory was fading. What a great privilege. People say that could have been. But let me tell you, God's speaking to us here today. He said, verily, verily, the Lord, I say unto you, to pay careful attention. If I was to put it as my grandmother used to say, she'd say, what you need to do, boy, shut up and listen. You need to shut up and listen to what I'm telling you. Jesus said, you need to pay close attention to what I'm fixing to tell you. He's the speaker here today. The Lord is going to bring the message to our hearts today. And you see, we need to listen to the Lord. I have a friend that teaches some classes in different things, and he travels around and does these classes. And I was talking to him the other day, and he was very close, and he called me, and we were talking, and he said he had, I forgot how many in the class, and he said they all done real well, but one that had to kick him out because he went to sleep in class. I said, well, I guess you'd have kicked me out, but that's, went to sleep. Wasn't listening to what he had to say. Do we ever just go to sleep on the Lord and not listen to what he has to say? Do we not pay attention to what the Lord has to say? Are we giving all of our attention today to what God is teaching us and saying to us? Are we giving him the full attention this morning? You know, when you read over in the Bible says that Mary sat down at the feet of Jesus and was listening to Jesus. Of course, Martha was, her sister was worried about the meal. She was worried about, was everything going to be perfect? Was all of the forks going to be in the right place? And was all the knives going to be in the right place? And was everything just perfect because Jesus was coming to eat? And her sister was sitting at the feet of Jesus listening. She's coming in, and she was mad as a setting hen. And she said, you better get in here and help me. He said, that's not what the Bible says. Well, I think that was what she said anyway. And Jesus looked at her and said, that she's chosen the good thing. your word about much serving. Always amazes me. We're worried about so many things except the important things. I like to read Ann Landers sometimes, and people are worried about which side of the plate you put a certain fork on. Or a certain spoon. I don't know one of them suckers from another. All I know is my wife's got some big forks and little forks. As far as I'm concerned, she can throw them little forks away. I want me a big fork. I got a big mouth. I got to have a big fork, right? You know? But we're worried about all this other. But are we really worried? Are we really got our priorities? Are we listening to the Lord? Mary was listening to the Lord. She was listening to what Jesus had to say, because God was speaking this morning. We need to be careful and give attention when the Lord speaks. And look at his message. Verily, verily, this is the Lord speaking now. I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. There's some words there we need to pay careful attention to. Heareth and believeth and hath and shall not but. Heareth his word. We need to be listening very attentively as we hear the word of God. Why, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must hear God's word. You see, that's the message of the ages this morning. It's not my message and it's not your message, but it's the message of God. Paul said, I preach Christ and him crucified. I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul told the church at Rome, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We're living in a day and age, people are ashamed of the gospel. We should never be ashamed of the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ has died and buried and rose again and seated at the right hand of the throne of God and is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. That's the message today. He that heareth my word. That's why Paul told Timothy, you know, in the last days perilous times are coming. But he said the antidote for that, the very simple remedy for that today is not to pass legislation. It's not to educate people more. It's not this morning to pass all kinds of laws and form subcommittees and all kinds of different groups. But he said, Timothy, antidote for perilous times. It's very simple. Preach the word. That's the antidote for the ills of society. That's the antidote for morality. An immorality that we're seeing in our day and age. That's the antidote, Paul says, for all of the malady of the ages today, because it boils down to man is not right with God. And he needs to get right with God. So, Timothy, preach the word. We have to hear the word of Jesus. He that heareth my word. The first step in any step today is hearing the word of God. That's why it's so important the church this morning contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. That's why it's so important today the church has a backbone to stand today and proclaim, thus saith the Lord. We don't back down today and we don't back up. We don't compromise on the doctrine of the word of God. We stand upon it and preach today Jesus Christ and him crucified is the only way to God. The only way this morning you can be saved is to have your sins washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the message. And then he said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. You see, you hear and then you believe. Do you really believe today? In the book of Acts chapter 17, the Apostle Paul was preaching in the city of Athens, and there as he proclaimed the message of the gospel, the Bible says in verse 32, and when they had heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. They mock Paul, so it doesn't surprise me if they'll mock us. And others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. We're not really sure. We got to hear again. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clave unto him and believed. Paul preached the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some mocked, some went away, but some believed and clave unto him. You see, we preach the word. People hear it, then they have to believe it. And when they believe it, Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Hath everlasting life. It's a possession that you have right now. It's yours. Now listen carefully. Several years ago, I was talking to a lady. And I said, are you saved? She said, I used to be. I said, what do you mean you used to be? She said, well, I got saved. And said, for about 2 years, everything was okay. And then I left the church and this. And she said, I was saved for 2 years. So I got this verse of scripture and that just come to me and I said, read that verse for me. Would you read it in the Bible? And she did. And I said, what does it say? And she said, I said, it says hath everlasting life. I said, did it say you hath 2 year life? No. I said, well, ma'am, if you were really saved, you have everlasting life. She said, well, I never thought about that. Now listen to me. I'm not going to go into great depths of theology about some other things here. But when you get saved, Jesus said, when you hear and believe, you what? You have everlasting life. It's yours. You've got it. I'll give it to you. It's yours. Here it is. And shall not what? Listen carefully. And shall not come into condemnation. I have everlasting life. Jesus has given it to me. It's my possession right at this moment. It's mine. I didn't buy it. I didn't earn it. I really have no bragging rights about it. It's simply to say by the grace of God, Jesus gave me everlasting life. It's mine. It's mine. And I shall not come into condemnation. I'm not going to be condemned by the law of God. I'm not going to stand before God and have him condemn me to hell. Shall not come into condemnation. But, and I always like that, but. But is past death unto life. I'm dead in trespasses and sin. But thank God now I changed places. I changed places. I went from death to life. Now think about that. I passed. I changed places. Boom. And now I'm not in the land of the dead. I'm in the land of the living. And you see, when the preacher said in Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, all is vanity, life is meaningless, what profit hath a man for all the labor under the sun? For a secular, unsaved individual, that's absolutely true. But you see, we're not living life under the S-U-N. We're living life under the S-O-N, if you're saved. The best way I describe it, I saw a church sign not long ago, and I thought it was one of the best I've ever seen. It said, life without God is like an unsharpened pencil. No point. That is true, isn't it? You see, the thing that makes life meaningless is we're living under the sun, and we're all going to die. But thank God today I passed from death unto life, and now I'm in the land of the living. I have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. That's the message that Jesus said. And he said, it's very important. Listen carefully to what I have to say. Here is the message. So therefore, life is good. Life is good. I heard about a man and a lady who were illiterate. They couldn't read and they couldn't write, but they got invited to church and they heard the gospel. And they got saved and became active in the church. And one day the man went to a meeting at the church and all the men had on red shirts. So he came home and he told his wife, he said, I want me a red shirt. And so she was a good seamstress, so she sat down and she made him a really nice red shirt to wear. He went to the next meeting. He come home. He said, well, everybody else has got something wrote on the back of their shirt. She said, well, let me see what I can do. Well, she couldn't read and write, but she sat down and she took her sewing machine and she sewed a saying on the back of his shirt. She got it from a store across the road from a sign they had, and she just copied the sign. He went to church and everybody had a fit over his shirt because you know what it said on the back? Under new management. Life's good when you come under new management, amen?
Amen.
That's the message that Jesus says today. Verily, verily, listen very carefully. You can pass from death unto life. Because by the grace and mercy and love of God, Jesus died for you. What a wonderful message of the gospel we have today. And life is no longer meaningless. Life has great meaning today because we're headed for a city whose builder and maker is God. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message. Use it today for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In his precious, wonderful, holy name we pray. Amen and amen.